Welcome to the Youth Ministry Training Podcast. Today, we'll be hearing from Calix Bulgren, and she'll be sharing with us on the subject, Effective Worship Training in Youth Ministry. Thanks for joining us.
Well, hello, everybody. Thanks for taking time to join the podcast. Youth Ministries is doing its very best to create resources that are effective for you as the local youth worker. We want you to know how much we appreciate what you're doing to benefit the kingdom. Whether you are a part of a youth team, whether you're the lead youth worker, maybe you work with young adults in your local assembly, or you lead on a national level, whatever it is that you're doing to be effective to help educate and engage apostolic students, we say thank you. As you recognize, we're coming to the conclusion of our 2019 She's for Christ campaign, Treasure. It truly has been an amazing year, and sacrificial giving has come in from all over North America. Your district's youth president is going to be calling in a number on September 17th, helping us as we're finalizing this fundraising campaign. The goal is not to gather a bunch of money for no other reason or to just bank it, but the goal is to bring it together so that we can allocate it into the mission and give it to missionaries, to Tupelo Children's Mansion, to give it to New Beginnings, Lighthouse Ranch for Boys. We're trying to push the ministry around the world, the serving of Jesus Christ. I heard a statement last night that where Pastor Mitchell Bland, he was talking and he said, you know, we're so used to saying, I love you, but maybe we should start replacing that every now and then with the words, I serve you. And truly, that's what love is supposed to be. It's supposed to be serving others. So we're glad to have you, and we thank you for giving to She's for Christ. And I want to encourage you to continue to do that. This podcast is funded by She's for Christ, and it happens because of incredible people that are willing to give their time. This is no different. We have an amazing lady that's going to join us here. Calix Bulgren is a phenomenal worship leader. Some of you have known her for many years. Some of you have never had the delight yet to meet her, but she is anointed and she is gifted. You might have seen her from a distance at North American Youth Congress emceeing the Talent Search Worship Arts portion. Some of you have heard her sing with IBC Praise in the past or seen some of her worship leading on other national scales. But we're delighted that she's with us on this podcast to really talk about effective worship leading with youth ministry. So I want you to get your heart, get your mind, get your pen and your paper or your digital notebook ready to take some notes, because what you're about to hear is going to be not only inspiring, but I think it's going to be incredibly informational. So let me pray for you before you listen in. Lord, I love you and I thank you for the opportunity for us to be in youth ministry at all. I pray that you would touch our hearts and minds. Pray that you would help us to be ready to receive so that we can have effective worship in our youth groups. We'd never want to play church. We're not teaching these kids and these young people and these young adults something that is just a appetizer to a main service, but we're really trying to have a move of God. That's our desire. And so I pray that you would bless these that listen in, that it would be effective on their behalf, ultimately, so that you would receive the glory as these youth and young adults are strengthened in their worship. In Jesus' name, amen. Calix, I just love you and Christian, your husband, so much. Thankful to have you on the call. Take your time and take your liberty and just speak to us here today.
Thank you so much, Brother Carson. And I want to say a huge thank you to the Youth Ministries team, Brother Carson, Brother Rankin, and Brother Thomas. Thank you for this opportunity. I'm so excited to be on the call today. And I just want to say how this podcast has blessed me personally in my life. This is an awesome resource, and I'm so excited to be a part of it today. And I hope that every youth pastor and youth worker out there shares this with their team. It's just an invaluable resource. But I want to jump right into our topic today, which is effective worship training for youth groups. So today I want to unpack how to build a worship team in a youth ministry, some things that I've tried, what's worked and what hasn't, and talk about the importance of fostering a culture of worship in a youth ministry. It's so important that we train the next generation of musicians and singers, and most importantly, worshipers. The Bible says in John 4, verses 23 through 24, "But the hour cometh and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. for the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Worship is not music. Worship is not songs. Our instruments, the singing, the dancing, those are all expressions of worship. But worship, just simply defined, is our response to God because of who he is and what he's done. It is to honor with extravagant love and extreme submission. And worship is meant to be more than just an act. Worship is a lifestyle. As Romans 12:1 says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And with all of that being said, music is indeed a huge part of worship. Music was created by God, and its sole purpose is for worship. And we as youth workers have to foster a culture of worship in our youth ministries. The ultimate goal of youth ministry is to see young people saved and ultimately see them make it to heaven. So if they can't get excited about worshiping God now, then they don't have a very good idea of what heaven is going to be like, because we're going to worship God for all eternity. And so we need to learn to fall in love with worshiping him now. I believe it's so important that we train the next generation of musicians and singers in the Apostolic Church. I know without a doubt that anything I am today is because of those who took the time to invest in me and give me opportunities when I was younger. In the same way, I want to invest back into the kingdom of God by pouring into the young people that I am privileged to lead. My earliest memories of music ministry date back to when I was 9 years old. Our church put a lot of emphasis on music and training the next generation, and we had a kids band that led worship in children's church every Sunday. I would play keys and sing, leading worship from the keyboard, and we had a kid bass player, a kid drummer, and three little praise singers. We practiced every Sunday morning before service, as well as once a month on a Saturday morning during the monthly adult choir practice. Every month, after we would learn a new song during that Saturday practice, we would then sing and play the song we learned as a special song in the following Wednesday night service. Those days in what we called the Royal Kids of the Kingdom Band really helped me develop as a young musician. It helped me fall in love with music ministry at a young age and helped build my confidence in worship leading early on. By the time I joined the youth group, I already had a great deal of confidence in leading worship. At 12 years old, I joined our youth worship band and youth choir. Our youth worship band was led by our youth pastor's wife, and we generally practiced once a month on a Thursday night. We had youth service once a month on a Friday night, so we would meet early on that Friday around 5 p.m. to practice. I remember having so much fun in those practices. The time we spent together built a lot of camaraderie, and we would lead worship with a full band, six singers, and a student worship leader. We usually sang three songs, and a different student was assigned to step out and lead each song. That means they would ad-lib, give signs, exhort, and encourage worship in the student body. So once a month on a Friday night is when we would do that. And the following Wednesday of each month, we would lead worship with those same songs that we had prepared the week before in the main sanctuary in our adult service. We even wrote some of our own music and led with original songs during that season. And I'm so thankful for a church that was gracious to us and gave us opportunities at that young age, even when our voices sometimes cracked or sounded squeaky. Because it was in those early years that I first started getting comfortable leading worship at about 14 years old. And I remember on the way home from church one Wednesday night after I had led a song, my mom gave me some advice and she said, "Don't give the congregation a whole bunch of commands, just worship in the mic." And that's a tip that I still remember to this day, and it still helps me whenever I'm leading worship. We also had a youth choir, which I loved being a part of, and the youth choir practiced and sang once a month as well. My junior year of high school, they restructured the youth choir and made it something really special. We called it Encounter. Each month on a Wednesday night during preaching, our whole youth group would meet in the church's chapel, a large room that had a full band set up. That night, we would have a brief lesson on worship based on the new song we were learning. We would pray together, learn the song, practice it, and worship all together in that room, and we had some powerful moves of the Holy Ghost during those encounter worship nights. On the following Wednesday night, we would sing that song we learned in service, and the prayer and worship from our encounter nights always translated into the adult service as we sang the following week. And again, I'm so thankful for a church that valued in investing in the next generation of worshipers. So that fall, the start of the school year, is when we started Encounter. And that summer, we did a weekend tour where we sang at a few home missions churches in our surrounding area. The first service was on a Friday night. The next morning, we headed to another home missions church, and we spent the morning knocking doors and passing out invitations to the service that was going to be held that night. We ended the tour by leading worship at our home church that Sunday morning. And I will never forget that encounter tour. Those were life-changing memories for me as a student. So how does someone build a worship team in a youth ministry? Steps to start a youth worship team are going to look different for every church. A lot of it depends on the size of the church, because a big church is going to have a bigger pool to draw from. A smaller church may have only a handful of kids. So an older, more established church is going to have kids who were raised in church and have experience, while a home missions church might have no one who knows how to sing parts. And it takes time to grow that. Every stage of a church is different. But when you put emphasis on music and make it a priority, I believe that you will grow musicians and singers. So how can I build a worship team in a youth ministry? The first step, I would say, is to start where you are with what you have. Start small, but have a big vision. Write down what you want to see happen in your youth worship team and make a plan for how you can get there. But above all, just do it. You might not have six singers and a full student band, but you can start with what you do have. Mix youth sound and students for right now if needed. Or if you have enough kids, pair good, older, confident students with younger singers to help them grow. So team a strong voice with a beginner. Choose songs that are easy and powerful that your kids can be excited about. Always choose songs they can handle and simplify harder songs. Push them to become better, but don't have such high expectations that they become discouraged. You might have to endure some cracked voices and squeaky notes at first, but if you continue to invest and train, you will see a dividend on all your efforts. Establish the culture you want. It might not be where you want it to be now, but you can create that culture of worship and excellence in music ministry through your consistency. Churches with high levels of musical excellence didn't get there overnight. It's years and years of making music a priority. You may not have your youth worship team where you want it to be overnight, but you will get there. For now, just start where you are and make the most of it. My second point is you've got to develop students. Training your young people is probably the biggest key. Start them young and train them up the way you want them to be, putting emphasis on worship rather than performance. If you don't have anyone who can play instruments right now, start training kids through lessons. Get your kids in private music lessons. It's one of the best things you can do. You should have a kid in lessons for every instrument you need. Keys, bass, drums, guitar, voice lessons. Build excitement for it. All you have to do is get this started, and other kids will want to be involved and take lessons too. It's contagious. Every member of your adult band, if possible, should be mentoring someone. Even your sound and media teams, have them help you by training up young people under them who can run sound and media during youth services. If you don't have someone in your church who's able to give lessons for a certain instrument, find someone within driving distance that you can recommend to that young person who really wants to learn how to play the bass or whatever instrument it may be. My mom used to drive me 2 hours to Orlando every other week for private piano lessons when I was in high school. Make it a priority. It is a sacrifice, but your reward will be so great when those kids grow up and become your adult worship team. You will never regret the time spent pouring into them. Have a consistent practice time for learning new songs and growing together with your youth worship team. A weeknight once a month before our monthly youth service has worked for us so far, but find out what works for you where you are. Most importantly, make your rehearsals fun. Have pizza parties and intentionally create memories together. Maybe even plan a special worship clinic for your students on a Saturday where you can invite in a guest music minister to come and work with them. Build excitement for what's going on in your kids. They're worth the time and the investment. So, such an important point. Make sure you're developing your students. It's critical to the growth of a youth worship team. My last point is you've got to give them opportunities. Once you've spent time teaching them and preparing them, give them opportunities to use those gifts and talents for the Lord. Get your kids involved. Get them involved now. Who says that we have to wait until they're older? We just had a young girl last night in our Sunday night service who sang her very first solo with the youth choir, and she's a fresh 12 years old, straight out of the kids choir, her second time singing with us, and she did amazing. And I've just made up my mind that I'm gonna pour into this girl. We've been doing our best to encourage her so that she has even more confidence next time. Let your students know that you believe in them, because the only way they're gonna improve and gain confidence is by doing it. Some of the best singers and musicians in our movement got where they are because when they were younger, there was no one in their church who could play or sing. They were the music and they had to just do it. And you really can't put a price tag on the kind of experience that gives you. So get your kids involved in every way you can. Have them play instruments, pray, sing, sing solos, lead songs, teach them how to sing in a mic. Have your older, stronger ones eventually teach parts if possible. It gives them ownership and develops leadership from within. Have kids who aren't soloists introduce youth choir songs with a scripture or a testimony. Teach them how to do all of these things and then let them do it and let them know you believe in them. So those are some practical tips on developing the next generation of singers and musicians. Most importantly, create a culture of worship. Teach on it, exemplify it. Spend time with your students in prayer. Make sure your youth group sits together in the front and comes forward to the altar during your times of worship. Prayer, worship, anointing, these are the most important things because ultimately it's all about worship. Give your best to youth music ministry, but above all, always make sure more than anything else that it's about worship, because worship is eternal. We're going to worship God for all eternity. So train your students to fall in love with worshiping him now. And at this time, I want to turn it over to Brother Ranking for some discussion questions.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Thanks so much, Sister Calix. Great, great information. Thank you also for the very practical stories and references from even your childhood and your teenage years of what got you into music and someone believing in you and having a clear path. And so then I think it sounds like you've taken some of those principles that you saw modeled in your life that you're now trying to share in your role in youth ministry at your local church. One thing that I'd like to talk about, I know you did a great job giving some tips about mentors, like adult worship leaders and musicians training the younger generation. And you referenced the kids band when you were growing up. How do you balance a young person knowing that they're in a training ground, but yet that you also, that they're the ones that need to be leading in worship in their youth group. So to the balance of youth group isn't just junior church, or, this isn't just, we'll wait till we get to what some people call big church, how do you let them know they're still valuable now? And it's not just, you're not just waiting for a bigger stage. What are some things maybe you tell them, or how do you teach that?
Yeah. Right now we do our very best to just have a high standard all across the board, of course, for their life at all times. If they're going to be in ministry, it's a training ground for ministry, being in the youth band and the youth choir. And so we encourage them to be consistent, obviously, when they're not at church, to live to that standard, just like any adult would who's a worship leader. We hold them to that same standard. And we do our best with pairing youth staff members. Right now, our team is definitely combined, youth staff and students. So training them on how to lead worship. And let's see, I'm trying to think here. just
you're fine. I think
go ahead.
No, you're fine. Sorry to interrupt you. I think you know the challenge is you want them to feel valued in the youth center or the youth room.
Yeah.
While also letting them know, you know, like it's okay if you make a mistake here. This is a training ground, but we also want you to give your very best. And I think that's what you were saying, you know, in your opening remarks. I just wondered if you had, you know, just kind of develop that, talk through that, maybe just a little bit more on, I guess, maybe have you ever experienced the fact where you feel like you've got a keyboardist or a singer that you're like, man, they don't seem like they're giving their all. Do they just think this is just practice, you know? Maybe how have you helped to handle that? What have you had to maybe pull somebody aside and give them, give them some hints and some, you know, just a kind of a pep talk to say, hey, this is just as important as when you grow up to lead out in a big church. So.
Yeah, definitely challenging them that it's not just junior church, taking it seriously at all times. We always have a time of prayer beforehand and practice, just challenging them to give their very best. And members of our youth team are also on a rotation in the adult team. Just they don't play as often or sing as often, and they're always paired with an adult, a stronger singer or musician, but that also gives them opportunities and shows them that what they're doing in the youth sanctuary is just the same as what they're doing out in the adult sanctuary. And just doing everything we can to develop them from all angles.
Wonderful. It's wonderful. I loved how you talked about your encounter, I think is what you called it, when you were a teenager, that awesome time of prayer and special focus, and then it even turned into ministry. What have maybe you had to experience now that you're in youth ministry and you're on the other side of the equation? You're not now the young person, but now you're leading young people, and maybe you felt like, okay, the worship is now stagnant in our youth group.
Yeah.
We've reached a plateau. Have you considered something about encounter, or what do you do on the local level when you feel like, okay, we're just singing the same songs, we're not breaking through, here's what we're going to do, or here's what's worked for us to get a breakthrough? Talk to us about maybe some tips on breaking through in kind of some stagnant time.
Yeah, excellent question. And some of those times when we felt like we don't have a young person right now who's going to lead in worship and really push past that point of the flesh, I've led in worship, or another youth staff member who we know is really going to help them press in by giving a lot of just encouragement and guiding them through the worship set. And sometimes we just spend time there before we get to preaching and just really push, you know, on a Wednesday night after they've been at school, they're tired and stuff. Sometimes we've got to help them get there. But also when they're the ones ministering, this happened just last night. Like I mentioned, our youth choir sang in the Sunday night service. We gathered in the altar for prayer before our practice even started. And we really just challenged them. We specifically, intentionally chose a super easy, worshipful song that we've done a ton of times before, nothing new. But we told them that was because we didn't want to focus on a song. We were focusing on practicing our worship. We were pretty transparent with them. Honestly, it was a bit of a challenge that we wanted them to kick the worship up a notch from the level where we've been and be leaders in worship and lift our hands and really give it our all. And I can honestly say I've been thanking God ever since last night. It was just the most anointed, the most powerful I've ever seen them minister in my time here. So sometimes that's all they need, just a challenge leading the way, and they'll rise to the occasion.
That's wonderful. That's awesome. I think that goes back to one of your opening lines from today's podcast, when you said something along the lines of worship is more than music and a band, but it's about a lifestyle. And I think you took them not just from remembering the parts and the lyrics, but the lyrics meant something now in their worship. That's awesome. Kind of a different line of questioning, and maybe one of our last questions we're able to get to today. But talk to us about Have you encountered any young people or even in yourself, maybe some peers about writing music? Maybe there's somebody out there that has a young person in their group and they don't even know where to begin, what to tell this young person. They feel compelled to be, you know, to write songs and write worship. Some of the great songs we sang at the recent Youth Congress, so many of them written by our apostolic artists. And so talk to us a little bit about that, and maybe some dreams, plans, thoughts, just about writing music.
Yes. I'm so excited about what God is doing in our apostolic music right now. And I would say that the best songs are always born out of a time of prayer, in my experience. And that's what I would say to anyone who is wanting to encourage a young person who has a desire to write songs. Tell them to just spend time in prayer. And also the Word of God is where a lot of those songs will be born out of most times. Just spending time with Him, worshiping Him when you're all alone, and a song will just start to flow out of your spirit. Also, you can incorporate the whole group. Maybe if somebody has this song idea, it's just a chorus and a verse, bring it to your practice, maybe, or a special day that you just devote to playing together and singing together, and the rest of that song will just start to flow and come, and other people who are stronger in other areas can help with lyrics, or maybe they're not so strong musically, and your musicians will start to work together and put that song together. Those are just some practical tips that I have found to work in the past. So
wonderful. I like that idea of that young person bringing that to practice and yeah. saying, hey, here's something that's been on my heart and my mind. And I think another thing too is that, you know, we don't want to get what some people would say, get the cart before the horse. It's not like, hey, let's sit down and try and write a song, but yeah. Let's live life, and through the expression of life and my experience with God. I love why you started that answer off with prayer, and yeah. that, you know, what you're going through in life, and prayer and the Word is a great, yeah. great answer. Well, Calix, thank you so much for taking time today to talk to us about the music ministry in a youth ministry, and how it can transform worship and your youth service, and even the lives of young people, potentially even songwriters. We appreciate your time today. And for those out there that are listening to this podcast, we're going to turn this over now for a time of quick announcements and prayer. Thank you so much for your giving to She's for Christ. It helps make this podcast possible. And thanks for joining us today.
Well, we are certainly glad that you have joined us for today's podcast episode with Sister Bulgren. And we're really thankful for the great information and wisdom she shared with us today. Right now, we want you to stop whatever you're doing and get out your phone or get out your calendar, your day planner, and I want you to note or circle the date of September 27th, because this is going to be the day that Youth Day service takes place at General Conference this month. We're excited to have our speaker, Brother David Brown, and our worship leader, Brother Frankie Taylor, who will be in this service with us. We're expecting great things, so we want to invite you personally to come out to the Youth Day service at this year's General Conference, September 27th at 12 p.m. And now we're going to close this podcast with a word of prayer and thanksgiving for what we've received today. Lord Jesus, we thank you so much for the information Sister Bulgren shared with us regarding worship. And I pray, Lord, that you would help us to apply the principles that we've heard. I pray that you help us to continue to be worshipers in spirit and in truth. Lord, I pray for every youth worker who took time out to listen to this podcast, that you would bless their efforts. You would anoint them, God, and you would help them to be effective as they continue to minister to young people. We're careful to give you all the praise and glory in this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you, and thanks once again for being a part of today's Youth Ministries podcast.